Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Wednesday, 8th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 15th Sha'ban 1441. Today's lesson is a slightly different lesson, and in this lesson, I wanted you to all bring something into your lives. We all have a past, we all have a present, and we all have a future. The past can sometimes be good or can sometimes be bad. The present condition can sometimes be a very comfortable one, and sometimes it can be a very uncomfortable one. And the future can sometimes be something we look forward to, and sometimes it is a very scary future. So we have three conditions, and today I wanted to teach you a method through which your past, your present, and future can all become very beneficial and can all become very secure. To make our past beneficial and secure, when we think back at anything bad we have done, whenever we think back and we remember that I done this and I shouldn't have done this. For example, we remember that we stole something, or we remember that we hurt someone, or we remember that we lied to someone, or we remember that we made our parents unhappy, or we remember that I missed Fajr Salah, or we remember that we ate something despite knowing that it was haram, or we took something without the permission of someone. So these are all things that are wrong, and there are many things. So when we think over our past and we remember something we had done wrong, then immediately we should say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Okay, we should say Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And a better formula of saying Astaghfirullah is, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. That is, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Okay? So that is the first thing. Now, if we look back at our past and we remember something good, that I done something good, then we should say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Now, this good doesn't necessarily have to be deeni related. We could think back and think of a very good holiday we went to, or we could think back at a very good present we got, or it could be something deeni that we remember is namaz and salah we performed. We remember we went for umrah. We remember keeping a fast. We remember helping someone weak. We remember giving sadaqah and spending in the masjid or charity. So whenever we remember this, we should say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Now in Astaghfirullah, there was a shorter formula, like Astaghfirullah, and the longer formula was Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. For Alhamdulillah is the shorter formula, and the longer formula is Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. So the easier one is to say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, when we have good memories of good things that we've done. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And a larger dua is, and a formula is, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. So this is our past secure now. If we do istighfar and seek forgiveness over our past, then that past has now been forgotten, it is gone. If we do shukr upon the blessings we had, we have thanked Allah, that is now secure. What about the present? Now the present could be good or bad. Right now I could be healthy or I could be sick. Right now I could be rich, I could be poor. Right now I may have food, I may not have food. So right now I may have happiness, I may have grief. So if we are going through difficulty, then we have to do sabr and we have to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So whenever we go through a difficulty, or we remember a difficulty, or we talk about something which we do not like, we should use the words Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Something which doesn't, we do not incline towards, something we do not like. Immediately we should say inna lillahi. We hear bad news, we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The thought of something bad comes, we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And the difficulty we are going through and we do not want that difficulty in our life, we also say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So that is the past, and if it is a good condition, again we use the same formula, alhamdulillah, or we say Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So the past, we do istighfar or we do hamd. For the present, we do sabr or we do hamd. So in sabr, we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, or we do hamd, alhamdulillah, or alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal, or Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, any one of these. And when we think of the future, now the future can sometimes be very daunting. We are not sure that what to expect. If there is good waiting for us in the future, we know that tomorrow we will be getting this. We can do shukr upon that and read again, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. I have a very good future ahead of me. But when we come across something which is fearful, which we do not like, then we should say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. That is one formula. And the other longer dua is that اللهم إني أعوذ بك من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. So again, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ما لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. So in brief, I will explain that to you, that when we look upon our past life, we will have good or bad. So for the good, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. For the bad, Astaghfirullah, or Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. When we look at our current condition, if it is good, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. If it is bad, then inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And for the future, when there is good ahead of us, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, or a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, or اللهم إني أعوذ بك من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. This will inshallah secure our past, it will secure our present, and it will help us secure our future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon these few advices. Like I said, it is a slightly different advice, but if we practice upon this, we will find many spiritual benefits and many worldly benefits for this. The longer versions of this dua, inshallah, I will write it down and we will include it with this clip, or I will upload it onto our website. So I will tell you where to find it. But for the time being, listen to the clip and start using the shorter dua at least. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this. We will continue with the lesson tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.